Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to get hold of the depression that I think is related to looking back on January 6th. It's a depression that involves America's immediate future and, yes, long-term future. And one of the points that Ian Bremmer makes, who basically makes a living out of trying to look at the future and to predict what's going to happen and what's not going to happen and which direction we're going to go and which direction maybe we should go. One of the things that's striking is that on the last January 7th, there was still a great deal of optimism in the country, not just about the pandemic, but about the political situation, about bringing America together, about winning some of that unification that so many Americans crave. Didn't work out that way exactly in 2021. And what do we risk most for 2022? Ian's written about that. He is a political scientist. He's an author. He teaches at Columbia University at their School of International and Public Affairs. He's a columnist at Time magazine, and he is president of the Eurasia Group. That's not a world government organization. That's a consulting group and that analyzes some of the international problems and risks that we have. Top risks for 2022, we will get to that. Ian, I've been saying sort of jokingly, happy anniversary, but there's nothing particularly happy about this anniversary, is there?
That's funny. I said the same thing to my staff this morning. I mean, what do you say? We don't even know. They don't have cards for this yet, right?
Cards with a QAnon shaman.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Okay, Happy New Year is the way to go. I'm very glad to speak to you. So, first of all, before we get to the number one threat, the number one risk that we face for 2022. You've been doing this for a while. Have you ever been spectacularly wrong? You listed something as a top risk that that actually worked out well. What was it?
Well, I will say I certainly did not believe a year before that Trump was going to be elected president of the United States. I mean, that was quite shocking to me.
And so what had you predicted for that year, for 2016? What had you predicted would be the top risk for that year?
I don't remember the things going back. I mean, the rest of the world, I think, was more or less kind of in line with expectations. But the idea that the United States, even as divided as we were at that point, would elect someone that was that strongly counter-establishment. I mean, much broader, much more significant in that regard to even the Brexit campaign, which was frankly a 50-50 that could have gone either way all the way through, was spectacularly wrong. I mean, and I did a lot of work in the weeks and months afterwards with our organization covering the United States, saying, okay, let's dig into all of the early signals that we missed. And how did we do that? That's very important to do.
So let me ask you, this is for a couple of years in the future. Trump gives every signal. He did in his response to President Biden today. He is doing it all over the place. He has another big rally coming up in Arizona on the 15th, and I'm sure we'll all cover lavishly. But do you think that there is a high probability that he will be the 47th president of the United States?
I'll tell you, I don't have a personal view as to whether he's really going to run or not. because that requires understanding his sort of thought process personally in a way that probably is better for your and my sanity not to do. But people that are close to him that I talk to think he's running. I certainly believe, I'll tell you what I do believe, and I believe strongly. I believe very strongly that the Republicans will win the House easily in November, and they may well take the Senate. They will win a lot of the key governor races and state legislature races in key swing states that are critical for certifying a 2024 election. I think given all of those things, the motivation for Trump to run, if he's thinking about it seriously, is high. And if he wants to run, he's getting the nomination. So I think a lot of the factors that you need for a serious Trump run at coming back to the presidency are all lining up over the coming months.
Okay, so what do you see as the greatest risk factor for the United States for 2022?
For 2022, I mean, frankly, a lot of the economic issues are going quite well for us, right? I mean, we are getting out of the pandemic. It's been the biggest risk for us over the last couple of years has been just the enormous shutdown and lockdown and disruption, and the kids can't go to school and all this stuff. That is not a problem in relatively short order, despite the explosion of cases. Country is getting back to normal, but the economy is on fire. Right? I mean, you're going to see significant growth and unemployment numbers are low, and the stock market continues to hit record highs, and I expect that will continue. But on the political side, Clearly, no lessons have been learned in this first year after January 6th. The country is more politically divided and dysfunctional than any other advanced industrial economy in the world. I mean, we are the one major advanced wealthy democracy that can't hold a legitimate national election anymore. I mean, in the last few months, the Germans, the Japanese, the Canadians, they all did it. The next few months, the French, the South Koreans, they're going to do it. We can't. And that's a really serious problem in our country.
Do you think that part of the problem, I've been thinking about this, because I just noted that Olaf Scholz, the new chancellor of Germany. Who's really a case of the bland leading the blind, but Chancellor Scholz, I believe his Socialist Party won a total of 23% of the votes that were cast. And because they all have multi-parties, most of our fellow G7 members, there's none of them really that are just two parties the way we are. Is that part of the reason we're so much more divided? Is that there are fewer choices? It's a binary situation in America, and people end up hating the other side?
No, I don't think that's it. I mean, heck, in Japan, you basically have almost a one-party system, and the Liberal Democratic Party has dominated most of the governments since World War II. In the United States, I think the reason we are so divided, I think I'd point to three factors. The first is we're the country with Elon Musk. We're the country with Jeff Bezos. We're the country with all of these incredible entrepreneurs with the extraordinary businesses, and our political system is driven by money. And that's great for growth, but it means that there's enormous inequality and our social contract has fallen apart. We have more economic inequality and more inequality of opportunity. There's less class mobility in the U.S. than any of our peers, any of our allies. So that's one real driver. A second real driver is all of the race and identity politics stuff. There are a lot of white undereducated men that are losing status really fast in a U.S. which demographically will become minority white in one generation by 2045. And there's a lot of structural racism in the country that we haven't really addressed. I mean, the last time we put big money on the table domestically was the New Deal, and the blacks were completely cut out of it, so they have no value, no wealth.
We will be coming right back with Ian Bremmer. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. What then is the biggest hope and the biggest threat for 2022? Coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on the Michael Medved Show, your daily dose of debate with Ian Bremmer. He is a political scientist and best-selling author. He teaches at Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs, and he is a columnist at Time Magazine. And Ian does a annual Top Risks compilation, which he is now doing for this new year of 2022. And he was just talking, as pretty much everyone is, and you have to, because that's a factor in our national life, about the political polarization, that bitter, bitter feeling that comes across in every poll, that people view the other side politically, not just as opponents, but as enemies. Ian, if I can pick up one of the comments that you made, that basically there's a great deal of frustration behind some of this polarization and the fear of what some people claim is the great replacement. The idea, you say, that people are perceiving that we are going to be, as people say, a minority-majority nation by 2045, some people say even earlier than that. You know the challenges to those prognostications. And the most forceful challenge, it seems to me, is right in our face, and it's something that's in the news, which is that most Hispanics do not like this idea of being considered a separate racial ethnic group, any more than, oh, say, a couple of generations ago, Italians welcomed the idea that they were considered inaccessible for a basic American identity. And part of the evidence of this is the new polling, which you saw, and it's in several sources, that Hispanics are showing a pretty even divide for the 2022 elections coming up between Republicans and Democrats. And they are, and also for both Hispanics and Asians, the number of intermarriages with white people are more than a third for each group. So isn't it basically that idea of very high and sharply rising intermarriage, doesn't that go against this idea that racial division is going to be a bigger deal rather than a much smaller deal in America in the years ahead?
Well, I think that there are reasons over the course of a generation to feel quite optimistic. I mean, the fact is that you can't have a minoritarian country when the percentages demographically are changing so fast. I mean, the Republican Party is either going to have to change its policies or it's going to become a lot less relevant. And demographics by themselves will drive some of that. Intermarriage will drive some of that, too. No question. I also think that there will be levels of redistribution in the United States. There's going to be some level of backlash against winner-take-all tax policies, for example. You're going to need to ensure that funding is made for health care for Americans that right now don't have those commitments in place in another 15, 20 years. And that's going to require a level of redistribution that, frankly, most government officials haven't been willing to tolerate from either party over the last 40 years. These are the things that will get you out of this hole eventually. The challenges we're talking about are really challenges primarily of the next decade. It's not of 20, 30 years out.
And in terms of the biggest single threat, do you think that is related to the political and racial division in the United States right now?
I think the biggest single threat is the lionization of animal spirits, the control, the capture of the regulatory process by special interests, wealthy special interests on both sides of the political spectrum to a far greater degree than in any other democracy, wealthy democracy around the world. I think that's the place where the Americans, when you look at the U.S. and you say, why is the U.S. having all these problems when all of these other wealthy democracies aren't, some of which are very diverse, some of which are very large, that's the place that we really underperform. The United States is the country, the one OECD country among dozens, where you can best today predict the wealth of someone on the basis of the wealth of their parents. When I grew up, that wasn't true. We have to change that. That's not what America's all about. That's not the American dream. That's a serious problem.
Okay, so what does that mean? I know that Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, was pushing the idea of baby bonds. Andrew Yang, maybe his new political party is going to be entirely based upon that, the idea of an annual guaranteed, universal guaranteed income. Is that the kind of policy you think is likely to be demanded and to be effectuated?
I certainly like the idea of spending a hell of a lot more on infrastructure in places that haven't been well served by the United States. So, I mean, get rural broadband. I'm all over it. I want Americans to be able to participate in the digital economy, effectively, everybody. I think that we need, before we get to universal income, I think we need some kind of universal lifetime training. The idea of you go to high school and you pick up a vocational skill, or you go to college and then you go into the world and that's the same job, your skill set you're going to need for 20, 30, 40 years. That may have been true when the Germans were working that way in the post-war era. That's not true today. I mean, what it means even to be a plumber in 20 years with smart homes has nothing to do with the skill set you need to be one right now. I think we need to work on that.
What country in the OECD or in the G7 do you think gets it right in terms of politics and society more than the United States?
Well, I mean, you mentioned that Olaf Scholz is the bland leading the blind, but the average German is much more comfortable with their government providing for them, and it's a large economy, and it's not a service economy, it's an industrial economy. But frankly, because, you know, Europe is very different, culturally it's very different, its social sensibilities are different, I'd focus on Canada, which is, you know, they're a lot like Americans. When we meet Canadians in a large group and get drinking together, you wouldn't necessarily know who the Americans and the Canadians are, and yet they're doing a lot better job.
Is there immigration of any substance from the United States to Canada, or is it, as it has been traditionally, I think, more the other direction?
I haven't even seen the numbers recently. I mean, I know that our immigration numbers in general have been down over the last few years from all over the world. But that's largely in terms of people still want to come to the U.S., of course, because this is the country that you're most capable of economically, right? I mean, there's massive amounts of jobs and wealth in the United States, just that a lot of Americans don't have the skill set to take advantage of it.
Is that why you think there are people leaving the labor force? My understanding is that a lot of people who have been leaving their jobs have been actually leaving jobs to take new jobs that pay more money. There is a great deal more to discuss, and I hope we'll get another time to pursue it. The big threats, big risks for 2022 posted on our website from Ian Bremmer. We will be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 83 million people across the United States are expected to experience intense weather conditions this week, as inclement weather makes its way through the country. The snow will impact Americans from the East Coast to the Pacific Northwest, with folks on the East Coast expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. Meanwhile, parts of Washington State and Oregon could also receive up to 18 inches of snow and other parts 5 inches of rain. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's goal is to defeat coronavirus. This as Delta and the Omicron variant have prolonged the pandemic in the United States. Biden continuing to say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, although people who have been vaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Michael Medved show, Jimmy Carter commented on January 6th. It's a long time since he's been president. He left the presidency, what is it? It's 40 years ago. That's a very long time ago. He basically said this in a column for the New York Times. 1 year ago, a violent mob guided by unscrupulous politicians stormed the Capitol and almost succeeded in preventing the Democratic transfer in power. That is simply not true. They did not come close to succeeding. President Carter, this is a well-intentioned piece. Why do people say that? Because what that does is encourages more of it. Oh, we came so close. We almost won. We'll try that play again. This time he'll catch the pass and we'll stop the election. There was no way that the plan, if there was a plan, could have succeeded or would have succeeded. And I've made this challenge before and I'll put this up to callers. I'll get to your callers in a moment. There is no way that they could have succeeded. And if you think there is a way, tell me, how would that have worked? 1-800-955-1776. Right now, Democratic lawmakers are holding a prayer vigil at the U.S. Capitol. It's great. People should pray all the time. They're doing it with candles. The Democrats lighting candles? Is that like candles at a rock concert or flicking on your lighter with a little flame? Really? Good luck to that. In any event, Jimmy Carter continues and says they almost succeeded in preventing the Democratic transfer of power. All four of us former presidents condemned their actions, well, of course, and affirmed the legitimacy of the 2020 election. There followed a brief hope that the insurrection would shock the nation into addressing the basic polarization that threatens our democracy. Again, calling it an insurrection, and no wonder, first of all, people don't have a clear idea of what an insurrection actually is because we've never really had one in the United States. And thank God, I think it's very unlikely that we ever will, as long as enough of us care about participating and honoring and upholding our political system. Let me go to a caller, to Greg in Aberdeen, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So just a while back, I was listening to you, and, you know, I agree that that the violence and the rioting was unacceptable. And but I don't agree that there was not some people there inciting it. I've seen video, and right now I was looking at Gateway Pundit. I see that there's 20 people that are identified as Antifa people that were there. People made statements. I also saw a video about a week ago. I'm not sure if it was here or World Med Daily, of some people that were dressed. They looked like they were called the FBI or some type of people that were leading the people. They were taking down fences. They were directing people to the Capitol.
Yeah. Again, you're talking about WorldNet Daily, and what was your first source?
Gateway Pundit.
Gateway Pundit. Okay. Here's the point. I don't know if any of that is accurate, but is it possible there were 20 people out of the 2,000 who occupied the Capitol building who came in? Is it possible that there were 20 people who represented Antifa or had some Antifa ideas? Sure, I imagine that's possible, but they were not leading the riot. We are spending a great deal of money, and I think it's money worth spent, trying to investigate what is going on, what actually went on. And the truth of the matter is that we have a vast social media, and at no point there are literally millions of social media communications with people led by the President of the United States urging folks to show up to stop the steal. And there were thousands who came. There were 25,000 who heard the president speak, 2,000 who marched into the Capitol. With all of that happening, people were very forward about their intentions. They didn't need people dressed up like FBI men or people who may have had some involvement with Antifa to encourage them. They were very directly encouraged by very prominent people, and people like Steve Bannon, who was managing a whole war room. I know that's the name of his podcast, but he was at the Willard Hotel with a bunch of other people, including General Flynn and Rudy Giuliani. And they were very aware that things would be, quote, wild on the day of the rally and the day that they certified the election. My big concern is this, is I think you and I would agree, most of the people actually showed up in Washington were good, normal, wholesome Americans. And I think they were used as pawns and misused as pawns by a bunch of political manipulators. Can you recognize that is not a ridiculous argument? That is actually the truth.
You're not letting me respond at all.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I don't know about 2,000 people going in there. I know there was an estimate between 500 or a little bit over. But there was a lot of more people there, and I told you, I've seen the video of them taking this fence down and directing people and leading them, just like, you know, people. Yeah, the people were there. The president said, "Go over to the Capitol." But as some of your guests said today, he said, peacefully. And you want to know, here's what was going on. They were there to protest. They believed there was fraud. I believe there was evidence that there is. Rudy Giuliani, you talked about him. Sidney Powell. I saw a thing October 1st, Cheryl Atkinson, you know her,
okay,
very well.
How do you think it is that every legal challenge that they have brought to any of these counts, they just did a huge count of four counties in Texas because President Trump was questioning the vote in Texas, even though he won. And they found that this was, the Republicans, appointed by Governor Abbott, who actually looked at the count in Texas, this was an unusually clean, smooth election. In other words, and what do you think will be gained? Let's say they come up with conclusive proof that they won't, but that they discover conclusive proof that there were votes stolen in Arizona. After, remember they did that whole cyber ninjas recount that was paid for by various contributors and people like
Mike Lindell. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Cheryl Atkinson did a deep dive on that right after the audit. And there is evidence that there is evidence of counterfeit ballots and the people
okay,
running ballots.
So let's say that you and the people you're citing could prove that. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it would have happened. It could have happened if there hadn't. See, that's why I think there was people that purposely caused the riot so that they would stop what was going on. We had two representatives. I think he has, I can't remember the details, but you have to have at least one senator and one congressman who say that they want to protest and ask the vice president to wait and send back the certification. Isn't that correct? Isn't that what they were trying to do that day?
No. Here's what you need. Is you need at least one U.S. senator and at least one member of Congress from the state to object to the way the votes are counted. And then it is referred to the entire House of Representatives, which is majority Democratic, and the entire Senate. And they have to then approve, and they would have. And the point is there weren't the votes because for 48 of the 50 states, there wasn't a single senator who was protesting the count. We'll be right back on the MedMed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, there are many, many pieces out there about predicting what's going to happen in 2022, and the fact is, well, stuff happens. But there's a useful perspective that's provided by Jonathan V. Last, who's basically a conservative thinker, but he's one who is not super happy with the current direction of the Republican Party. He predicts five things you need to understand about 2022, and this is under the heading of next year will be worse. Number one, nearly 1 million COVID deaths by mid-April. We're at 821,000 dead already. Unless we get very lucky, in another 100 days, we'll be somewhere between 920,000 and 1 million, which is just extraordinary when you think about it. Number two, he says the fate of Roe v. Wade impacts the midterms, but less than we think. And basically, what he points out is that there are three possibilities. We'll get a ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson this summer. Three possible outcomes. Number one, Roe and Casey are cleanly upheld. Number two, that Roe and Casey are cleanly overturned. And number three, that Roe and Casey are modified in such a way as to make it not immediately clear to the general public what the result means. And I actually believe that's correct. It will be one of those three. But the one that makes it more confusing than before is probably the most likely outcome and probably the one most constitutional, because it will send back the issue of abortion to the states where it belongs, where people can make their own rules based upon their elected representatives at the state level. That was the process before Roe, which was horrible law, was adjudicated in 1973. Then he says this, and I thought this was interesting. Jonathan V. Last says, Republicans pick up 50 seats in the House and take the Senate. Here's why he predicts that. He says Democrats lost a 54-seat swing in 1994 when things were going great in America, but the Clinton administration botched health care. Democrats lost 63 seats in 2010 when Obama was ramming a disastrously unpopular Affordable Care Act through Congress, despite clear voter antipathy. And then he says Republicans lost 40 seats in 2018. We prefer to forget about that, when the economy was great, but voters just hated Trump.
So where does that leave House Democrats today? Joe Biden is a transitional figure who does not have the deep reservoirs of personal popularity that Clinton and Obama had with both Democrats and independents, and that Trump had with Republicans. In his favor, Biden came to power while Democrats were losing ground in the House, meaning Democrats could only lose 63 seats in 2010 because Obama had swept up so many marginal seats with him in 2008. So Democrats will be defending fewer marginal seats. My guess is that Democrats will lose at least 50 seats in the House. They only need to lose 5 to give control to Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans. And then the Senate tips over, too. And then he says, number 4, he predicts that Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House. And number 5, he says, I'm sure many nice things will happen in 2022. That's the thing about regime collapses. Even while the government is falling, people still get married and they have kids and they go on out to bars and they watch TV. Well, I certainly watch TV, but he says, I know that this isn't a nice message, but it's the truth, and the truth is what we do here. So don't get tired, don't get discouraged, and don't get overwhelmed. What should you do? Dig in and stand with us. That's from Jonathan Last. I mentioned that we have this obsession with race that is extraordinary in terms of actually what the folks have to say about the motivation of Republicans. I think if you ask many Democrats, one of the reasons that Democrats increasingly hate Republicans, Republicans hate Democrats, and it's one of those issues that once upon a time there was a movie, an Oscar winning movie, nominated movie, called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? And it was with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, and I think Sidney Poitier was in it. But it was about a young woman who shocked her parents by bringing home a fiancé who was black. And this is made in the 60s. And it was unthinkable at that time. Even inviting someone of color to dinner was something that many Americans didn't do. Today, it's everywhere. People get married across racial lines. The big divisions today aren't race. And just think about it. Would you think anything about spending a weekend with a couple that was a different race, that was Hispanic or black or Asian, or if you're one of those and somebody who's white? No. People are friends. They don't pay attention the way that they used to. And really, religion has become such a minor factor in so many people's lives. That doesn't keep people apart. You know what keeps people apart is the idea, well, it's a politics. And this is particularly true because politics does impact your likelihood of taking precautions about COVID. There are a lot of people, I will plead guilty to it, I'm one of them, who try to be very careful about transmitting to anyone in my family or to myself any aspect of the virus. Yeah, I'm proud to be boosted and vaccinated, and I think that's a good thing. But that will actually keep people apart from socializing. And that relates to politics, because overwhelmingly the people who are vaccine resistors, and one of the points that Ian Bremmer makes, by the way, is one of the reasons he's sort of worried about the United States. We have the highest percentage of vaccine resistors of any country on earth. And I know there are people who say that's because we're lovers of freedom and we don't want the government compulsion. It's a problem. That's one of the dividing lines. The dividing lines that keep people apart today are not racial. They're not religious. They tend to be political. And it's something we ought to confront. Something else we have to confront is a big new movie. It's being promoted as an Oscar vehicle for Peter Dinklage, who you may remember from Throne, from Game of Thrones. But it's called Cyrano, based on the classic play. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a classic French play that's been a major hit for more than 100 years and became an Oscar-winning movie in 1950. Well, now, Cyrano is back in a lavish movie musical with Peter Dinklage as the 1600 soldier, swordsman, and poet. The film's title, Cyrano, now playing in theaters.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
You're a freak.
My sole purpose on this earth is to love Roxanne.
Does she know?
No, she doesn't know because Cyrano hides it, writing passionate love letters in the name of a handsome, tall fellow soldier who he assumes will be more acceptable to his lady love. The big difference between this and prior Cyranos, alongside the mediocre music, is the idea of the main character's big disadvantage. Not a big nose this time, but a small body. His performance is first rate, but co-star Haley Bennett comes across as bland and shallow. Rated PG-13 for some vivid scenes of fighting and injury. Two stars for the ambitious but disappointing Cyrano. And next time, coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be speaking to Professor Paul Kenger, and I'll ask him a provocative question, which I received from a listener out there named Scott. A question, which of the two parties, Republican or Democrat, would the founding fathers have preferred? It's not such an easy question because the founding fathers weren't simplistic in their visions and views. We'll get to that next time. We'll also take a look at a new analysis that says Democrats are rushing to their extinction. The party of the donkey is acting more like the party of the dodo. Yeah, dodos are extinct. And this goes along with everything's supposed to be paradise for Democrats now, right? Because they control the presidency, the White House, they control the House, they control the Senate, they control that select committee that is investigating January 6th. But 25 now, members of the House, Democrats all, have quit. Basically, they're leaving the House of Representatives. What's driving them out? We will get to that. And there are a bunch of new movies coming out, including a pretty glitzy international thriller with Penelope Cruz and Jessica Chastain and Diane Kruger and Lupita Nyong'o and more. Hi, great cast, great movie. We'll let you know about 355 and more. Coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.